It has to be
93
XRT.
It's time for XRT's exclusive live broadcast of The Other Ones, live from Terrapin Station and live at Alpine Valley Music Theater. It's our own Bobby Scafish.
Thank you, Matt Spiegel, and good evening, 93 XRT radio listeners. Bobby Scafish here, live as it happens from Alpine Valley, East Troy, Wisconsin, for this historic reunion of the four surviving members of the Grateful Dead, which is to say The Other Ones, live from Terrapin Station. You're listening to this XRT concert exclusive, The Other Ones live from Terrapin Station. To say anticipation runs high would be an understatement. And things have been running remarkably smoothly and timely, so we're expecting The Other Ones out on stage here at Alpine Valley very shortly. So what we'd like to do now is play you some well-chosen words, then we will be back live from Alpine Valley on 93 XRT.
Once again, live from East Troy, Wisconsin, and The Other Ones, here's Bobby Scafish, our own Grateful Daddy-O, live from Alpine Valley on XRT.
All right, we are indeed live from Alpine Valley. Bobby Scafish here, stage right, keeping an eye peeled on the stage for the appearance of The Other Ones. And boy, are we waiting for The Other Ones, because this is truly a historic reunion. It'll be the first full-length ensemble performance featuring all the surviving members of the Grateful Dead. Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart. Although, you know, this band is filled out with three other musicians, and those other ones certainly deserve their moment in the spotlight. We refer to two keyboardists, Rob Baracco and Jeff Cimenti, and Jimmy Herring also on guitar. So it's a seven-person band. Anticipation runs so high. And we should note the Alpine Valley stage is something that the members of the Grateful Dead are quite used to. The Grateful Dead played Alpine Valley 20 times over the years. And in fact, a video was released of a 1989 performance. It was released in 91 with the title Downhill From Here. You're hearing what I'm hearing. That's the crowd giving a cheer, waiting for this thing to get underway. Folks are standing. This might be a pretty good time, actually, to recap what has led up to today. As we mentioned earlier, things have run remarkably smoothly. And we should also note, more tickets have been released for tomorrow's performance. They call them production releases. You get these tickets through your Ticketmaster outlet. Once you get your ticket through Ticketmaster, then you can head up. You don't want to arrive without a ticket. That is a definite no-no. And the folks who are putting on the concert, as well as the Grateful Dead organization, are very happy with the way things have gone so far in terms of people not showing up without having a ticket. That has made things run so smoothly, from the traffic down to the folks getting in here at a reasonable hour to see these other fine acts. So it's all systems go. And if you check out your Ticketmaster outlet, chances are good, actually, you can still score a ticket for tomorrow night's performance. So in order, you get the ticket, then you come up to Alpine Valley to see the performance. Phil Lesh and friends were the first act on stage. They took the stage at about 2 o'clock, and they did a mix of tunes, really, from the latest Phil Lesh and Friends disc called There and Back Again. Plenty of Grateful Dead tunes, and a cover, believe it or not, of Strawberry Fields Forever. And I think you know who wrote that one. And if I would have to gauge the crowd reaction, I would think Phil and friends got the best reaction on a couple of Grateful Dead covers. Early on in the set, they did Cumberland Gap, and they concluded their 90-minute set with Turn On Your Love Light, which, although it's not a Grateful Dead original, it was written and originally recorded by Bobby Blue Bland. That song has a lot of history with Deadheads. It goes back to the Pigpen era. Pigpen used to sing that one, and the versions went on and on. And at the conclusion of the set, Phil Lesh appealed to people to be an organ donor. Phil said, "That's why I'm here today." Phil referred to his 1998 liver transplant, And he ended up by introducing his band after urging people to be organ donors. And then he introed his band at the conclusion of the set. And he saved his last introduction for what he called, and I quote, the great Warren Haynes on guitar. Warren Haynes, one of the artists pulling double duty today. Warren played the second stage and did a solo set, which included a cover of One by U2. Are you here? You hear the cheer. That could mean only one thing. The other ones have now officially taken the stage here at Alpine Valley. If anyone is sitting in their seat, I have not seen it. Maybe up on the lawn, but everyone in the pavilion is up and standing and cheering for their heroes. They know it's been a long time coming. The vibe has been great. Phil Lesh performed so well, followed by Mickey Hart and Bembe Orisha, followed by Robert Hunter, Grateful Dead lyricist. What we're going to do right now is we're going to turn it all over to the folks on stage. It's an XRT concert exclusive. I'm Bobby Scafish. We'll give you the whole thing on 93XRT. Thank you.
Thank you. space. In rainbows, then exploding at the bus stop in this place. Never ever land. Turn it, turn it, turn it all around. Turn it around, y'all.
like a bird within himself. All I know is learning a little and then flew on.
Yeah.
listening to the other ones live from Terrapin Station on 93 XRT.
Yeah. WXRT Chicago. WXRT Chicago. We'll be right back.
Bobby Scafish here. We are live at Alpine Valley for the historic reunion. It's live from Terrapin Station at Alpine Valley. A historic reunion in so much as it is the first full-length ensemble performance from Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart. Of course, all members of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Grateful Dead. We are pleased, so pleased right now, to have a special guest to provide some insightful commentary. He's a Grateful Dead biographer and publicist, and our guest is Dennis McNally. Dennis, what do you think so far?
I'm about as happy as a man can be. You know, everybody can judge for themselves what they heard, but I thought that was a great set. We've had a wonderful day here. You know, this is what it's supposed to be about.
And I'd like to quote directly from a Grateful Dead communique signed by all four members of the band, and I quote here, this was printed in the Chicago Reader, and I imagine elsewhere. Quoting, "We are all under a microscope. If you want more shows, come only with a ticket in hand. Our reputation and our future is on the line." So, Dennis, how are things looking under that microscope right now?
Well, the microscope looks about as pretty as it can get. You know, we walked around all afternoon saying, hey, you know, they listen. Deadheads, you know, they want the music and they want the joy. And everybody here knows that they did exactly what they had to do to make it happen later in the fall, and that is, we had a smooth show. I think they said there were maybe 100 people that showed up without tickets. And, you know, for them, come on, guys. For the rest, thank you. For what it's worth, I hear rumors that if you trot down to your local outlet, Ticketmaster outlet, not here, please, not here, but a Ticketmaster outlet, you can probably still buy a very few tickets left for tomorrow. But the fact is, if tomorrow goes like today, if everybody, you know, keeps the community spirit alive, then I'll see you. I don't know where the first show is, but I'll see you somewhere in November.
Dennis, we have some tour dates, which, of course, are tentative and contingent on today and tomorrow running smoothly. So we don't want to jinx anything, but when we come back from a break shortly, we'll lay out the tour dates as they might happen. Dennis, if you would right now, if we were allowed to eavesdrop into the other one's dressing room right now, what do you think we might hear?
It's hot. Boy, that was good. Jimmy, thank you. You're doing fine. Jimmy Herring. And a lot of stuff like that. You know, I mean, everybody here who's a Deadhead knows that they began with an instrumental version of He's Gone into a song, Cryptical Envelopment, which has the line, he had to die, and all of you know who that's about and what they were thinking. And I thought that was, well, it made me cry, and I thought it was a wonderful way to start the show. Not very common to start with a ballad and a remembrance for the fallen, but, you know, why should they do anything common? And they rocked through the rest of it, so, you know, it's a lovely night.
And if I may be master of the obvious, Dennis, of course, refers to the late Jerry Garcia. And, Dennis, we want you to tell the folks out in XRT land right now about your book, which I believe is going to be released next week.
Well, 20 years ago, Jerry said, why don't you do us, referring to, I had done some stuff with the Beat Generation, a book about that. So it's called A Long Strange Trip, The Inside History of the Grateful Dead, and it'll be out Tuesday, as a matter of fact. We sort of, actually, we debuted it this afternoon at merchandising here at Alpine, and it looks awful pretty. I think the folks at Broadway Books did a lovely job of packaging it, and so far everybody seems to say very nice things about it. I can't brag yet, you know, it's a little too soon. And it'll be in every bookstore, hopefully, around Tuesday. And if anybody wants to come get it signed, I'll be at Barbara's Books in Oak Park on August 23rd.
Cool. Something to look forward to. One more question, Dennis. There's been so many books about the Grateful Dead. What makes yours different?
Well, there's a lot of layers. You know, I'm a historian. There's a lot of history. If I want to tell everybody one thing, it's not just about the Grateful Dead. There's a lot more to it. But I'm a Deadhead, and I spent a lot of time going to shows and doing the obvious. And beside that, I worked for 11 years on the road, and there's a whole lot of stuff, a lot of it, really trivia, but it's the reality of what it's like living with them, working on the road, silly, you know, vans and charter planes and how we did stuff, practical stuff, that I think gives it a chunk of reality, a really normal reality that is how it really is in a rock and roll band, and I've never read that anywhere.
Well, I guess that truly qualifies you for an inside history. The book is A Long Strange Trip, The Inside History of the Grateful Dead. Hits the stores next week. Dennis, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care, Chicago.
All right. 93 XRT, that's where you're tuned. And we will be back during this intermission.
It's now time for the other ones to take the stage once again at Terrapin Station. Live from Alpine Valley, here's your host, Bobby Skafish.
Well, that's close enough for rock and roll. The other ones definitely will be taking the stage again here at Alpine Valley, but this is intermission, and this is a great time to recap what we've heard so far. So what I got here is a set list, set one, for Alpine Valley on the 3rd of August 2002. The other ones. As Dennis McNally, who works for the Dead, alluded to, they began with a little bit of a instrumental snippet of He's Gone, dedicated, of course, to Jerry, right into Cryptical Envelopment, The Other One, Feels Like a Stranger, Bird Song, and a couple of tunes from Kingfish. That's at least the way they were originally done. Bob Weir's offshoot group back in the 70s, Lazy Lightning and Supplication. Then we heard Iko Iko, the New Orleans classic, with a vocal by Mickey Hart, no less. Then it was Estimated Profit, and then Casey Jones. And that, to put it mildly, got the crowd up to another level. We're having a ball at this historic reunion at Alpine Valley. The four surviving members of the Grateful Dead, along with three other musicians, who are all doing a great job. Just laying the music out for the XRT concert exclusive. Hope you're enjoying it. And there are some other tentative dates for the other ones. And let me quote directly here from the Grateful Dead website. The dates listed below are conditional upon a safe and positive outcome of Alpine Valley. So, that being the case, and it ain't over yet because there's still the rest of tonight and tomorrow. Here's the way a tour could go down. November 14th, the Civic Center in Roanoke, Virginia. November 15th, MCI Center in Washington, D.C. November 16th, the Pepsi Arena in Albany, New York. The 18th and 19th at the Fleet Center in Boston. The 20th could be the Continental Airlines Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The 22nd of November, the Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut. 23rd and 24th, that would be Philadelphia, PA, the first Union Spectrum. Then it's on to New York City, Madison Square Garden, the scene, of course, many, many, many times over of Grateful Dead triumphs. That would be on November 26th. Cleveland, Ohio, the Gund Arena is scheduled in, penciled in, we should say at this point, for the 27th of November. The 29th would be the Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh, PA. November 30th, Detroit, Michigan, the Palace at Auburn Hills. Then December 1st would be Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the last tour date, if it gets to that point, for the other ones would be December 2nd, Allstate Arena. It says here Chicago, Illinois. We know it, of course, to be in Rosemont. Close enough, and again, for rock and roll. So we're keeping our fingers crossed on this. We're having a ball. This might be a good point, actually, to get Mickey Hart's perspective on how this reunion came to be. Mickey Hart checked in on the world's only rock and roll talk show. That, of course, is Sound Opinions, Tuesday nights, beginning at 10 p.m. on 93 XRT, hosted by Greg Cott of the Chicago Tribune and Jim DeRogatis of the Chicago Sun-Times. And Mickey, in the piece of tape you're about to hear, alludes to Phil Lesh's participation being the one that really got this thing going. So what we have for you right now on XRT is Mickey Hart.
We just got together in a room, you know, I guess we started calling each other up, you know, we were starting to get, everybody started loosening up a little bit, and Phil sort of made it known that, you know, he was softening his views of things, and he thought it was time for us to at least get in a room together, so we all decided, let's get in a room, and it was just that simple, with no preconceptions, and, you know, with no managers, and no, you know, bodyguards, and no whatever, you know,
was
just
it
us.
Was it just a matter of luck that everybody's tours happened to coincide here, and Chicago gets this two-day Terrapin thing?
Well, I don't know if you call it luck or fate, you know, or what. It really wasn't planned. So, I mean, we just got in the room, and the love was really there from the minute we stepped in the room, and everybody started smiling and telling jokes and talking about, you know, who they are now. And then we said, gee, you want to play?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, it just happened just that simple. It was there was no real premeditation on this.
That was Mickey Hart as he spoke on Sound Opinions on the 23rd of July. Bobby Scapish with you here live from Alpine Valley, Terrapin Station. It's the historic reunion.
from rolling through you.
Listening to The Other Ones, live from Terrapin Station on 93XRT.
guess it doesn't matter.
Oh,
this reflection of matter.
Receives in the night of
You're listening to 93 XRT. It's an XRT concert exclusive extraordinaire. It's The Other Ones, live from Alpine Valley as it's going down, East Troy, Wisconsin. If I could just quickly paint a little picture with words right now. There's a lot of lights out in the audience, especially out on the lawn. People holding the lighters aloft. I'll tell you what, it may be a concert cliche, but it looks pretty damn cool from where we're standing right here, which is Extreme Stage Rights, the stage that has been rocked so thoroughly by The Other Ones. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. It's indeed a rare event. It's the first so far. Hopefully the first of many. We know tomorrow is scheduled here at Alpine Valley for The Other Ones, the Sunday performance. Right now the band is off stage. You sort of knew that one more Saturday night would be played. It wouldn't be complete without that tune. Always a rousing rocker, and then you play it on a Saturday night in front of this crowd. You got a good thing going. I think everyone here at Alpine Valley would agree we have a good thing going. It's a great concert. Everyone getting off. Folks have been here since, well, the gates basically opened around 11 a.m. And everyone wants more. That's the first rule of showbiz. They say, leave them wanting more. These folks want more. No one's ready to go home yet. The curfew here at Alpine Valley is midnight. We'll see how close The Other Ones come to pushing that. This might be a good time as we await the reappearance of the band on stage to give you the set list. As we have it right now, hopefully with more to come. Set two opened with another Bob Weir classic. The music never stopped, and it went over well. Followed by Baba Jingo. That was a Mickey Hart vocal. Then the always awesome 1-2 punch of China Cat, Sunflower, and I Know You Rider. And the crowd went up for grabs during I Know You Rider. I don't think they've actually sat on their hands at any point. But they especially enjoyed that one. Then Morning Dew. Then Dark Star. Born Cross-Eyed. Back into Dark Star. Then the Cryptical Envelopment Reprise. And then one more Saturday Night, which originally was on the Bob Weir solo album Ace, but it has also been a Grateful Dead concert staple for years and years. So we are indeed live and waiting for more music from The Other Ones here on 93 XRT. I'm your host, Bobby Scafish. Coming to you from the home of the Grateful Dead Hour, 93 XRT. This Sunday night at 9, we will offer you the Grateful Dead, a 1986 performance. You know, we've said a couple times that this is the historic reunion marking the first full-length ensemble performance featuring Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart. And we've phrased it that way because all four of those members did get on stage New Year's Eve 2001. It was a Phil Lesh concert in Oakland, and Bill, Bob, and Mickey joined them, and some would say planted the seeds for what's going on right now, which is The Other Ones back together. Tomorrow, up here at Alpine Valley, the evening will, of course, climax with The Other Ones, two sets, and it will be preceded by sets from Robert Hunter, who also played tonight, Bill Kreutzmann and his band, the Trichromes, and Bob Weir's band, that, of course, is Rat Dog. But we're kind of in the moment right now. We're enjoying what's going on. And quite frankly, we're ready for more. A lot of dancing going on. People burning some calories, all right. Grooving to the unmistakable sound. People getting loose, dancing, enjoying the moment. And right now, cheering and waiting for more. A little earlier, we read what could be a tentative tour schedule for The Other Ones. And that tour, that autumn tour, was contingent on the way the situation transpires here in East Troy, Wisconsin, both today and tomorrow. Oh, I like what I'm seeing. It's the reemergence of the Other Ones. They've taken the stage again. Plenty of cheering going on. And we're going to send it back to the stage. XRT concert exclusive. Enjoy.
Learning to see.
sand and the wind.
Goodbyes to the audience and exiting the stage. We can say with assurance there won't be another encore because of the 12 o'clock curfew. So there you go. The outdoor equivalent of the house lights are now on, and the other ones finish with that totally potent triple threat of Help Is On The Way, Slipknot, and Franklin's Tower. We'll be back with a wrap-up from Alpine Valley after these words on 93 WXRT Chicago.
Now, once again, live from East Troy, Wisconsin, and the other ones, here's Bobby Skafish, our own Grateful Daddy-O, live from Alpine Valley on XRT.
Yes. You've been listening to an XRT concert exclusive, the other ones, live from Terrapin Station. Well, folks are filing out right now in a orderly fashion. Sure, they're tired, but it's that good tired. They were entertained royally for, well, 4 hours with the other ones, minus an intermission. And we all were thrilled here in attendance. I think that's pretty much a lock. Folks you would talk to say they really had a good time with it. And it's been a real pleasure bringing you the broadcast, the XRT concert exclusive. And a lot of folks work to make this program possible. We'd like to thank the great Timothy Powell and Metro Mobile for once again showing how it's done. Timothy was assisted by Skinner Ways and Dan Dalton. Great job, guys. I'd like to thank also XRT's Bill Artlip here at Alpine Valley and the telepathic Matt Spiegel back at the station. I'd like to thank Tom Lysak and John Farnita from XRT for their work leading up to this event. Also, Scott Gelman and Kate Darling of Clear Channel Communications, Cameron Sears from the Grateful Dead production team, everyone here at Alpine Valley Music Theater making us feel so welcome. And last and not even nearly least, we'd like to thank WXRT Program Director and Karma Master Norm Weiner, who worked really hard to make this broadcast happen. And happen it did. Hope you enjoyed it. Signing off from Alpine Valley, I'm Bobby Scafish for your Terrapin Station, 93 WXRT, Chicago's finest rock.